Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour, this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up a stream, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the left corner, and then Listen Online, and you'll be set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out everything there. Alrighty then. Whew. Okay, I extra wore myself out because I really needed that. Oh, it's been a challenging while for me, especially this last week, last few days. And I needed the love train. And I almost teared up. And I'm almost tearing up now because it was like, oh man, the energy of that. And combined with the affirmations and everything, it's just, oh gosh, it's like, wow. I feel so much better. Oh. Yes, thank you.
When you get into the thick of life, sometimes it takes us something to grab, give us a hand and pull us up.
Yep, so I think I'm just going to move in with Nathan here at KKNW and not leave because I love it so much. But I realized I forgot to tell you one of the things that I do during that song, and that I do spend time while I'm dancing around here sending love to everyone all around the world. And you know, in the parts of the song, because it starts out, you know, everybody in England and Russia and China, and then it's Africa and Israel or Egypt and Israel. Okay, when it's that part of the song, after they say the places, then I add who else they're sending to. So up until now, recently, you know, it would be Africa, Israel, Egypt, too, and I would do India, because of the COVID and how bad it was, and I added India. Well, today I hadn't even thought about it.
Afghanistan.
Yeah, Divine Mother of something else.
You mentioned Afghanistan.
That's what I was saying today, Afghanistan. So I want all of you to do that with me at 11 o'clock when we do this again at Afghanistan, because, you know, there's stuff going on.
It's about human rights there right now. It's about human
rights. But sending love is the best energy we can send.
Yes.
There's nothing better we can do than to send love.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
let Divine Mother handle it.
Oh, God, I'm asking for healing on this
in
the biggest way I can.
Yeah, and that's the best we can do.
The biggest energies.
Now, remember, if you go into the negativity and you focus on that, then you're adding to it.
Yep.
So you're not helping.
That's why I'm asking for healing on this with the biggest energy that can go and help.
Okay. Now, so, Natasha, that's what you do if something's going down that's really yucky.
Yes.
That's your. That's kind of your mantra. I ask for healing on this.
When my mind goes into those circlings.
Yeah.
You know those ticker tape moments where your brain just starts going off into the negative, or just repeating negative stories, or if there's something going on in the world, like when we were having all those riots, I was saying it regularly, especially if I was watching the news, because sometimes I watch the news just to get, you know, in tuned with what's going on.
Oh, well, how else do you don't know where to send your prayers and
exactly,
the love and
exactly.
all of that?
So
you have to pay attention.
Every time I would see those videos, I cannot tell you how many times I would say, I'm asking for healing on this. And when I'm saying that, I'm picturing the divine love, the greatest divine love, coming and putting a blanket of love wherever it can with healing energy.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And if that's as simple as my own mind, that's where it goes. So I'm asking for healing on this.
Okay. We're all asking for healing on this. Divine Mother, thank you. Okay. So we got birds to talk about. But, you know, the birds are gone at my house anyway. And I was going to say they're not going anywhere because they already went. So we can talk about the birds anytime throughout the show. And, you know, phone calls take priority. So we're going to get right to that. But I want to let you know that we've got a caller to go to now, but it is time for you to pick up your phones and call us. So if you want to If you've got questions for either one of us, and of course, anything in the behavior training or healing variety is fair game for me and the two of us. And then if you want to talk with humans or animals, this side or the other, you want personal awareness coaching or whatever's going on in your world, then Natasha's here. So it is time to pick up your phones. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And of course, you can always shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. So everybody ready? Can we go to the phones?
We sure can.
All righty. So
I'm grateful.
And our first caller of the day is Diane in Bellevue, checking in with her cat, Theo. Welcome back to the show, Diane.
Hey, Diane.
Hi, Martha. So last week, Nels helped me with Theo.
I was going to say, Diane, we just need to give you a straight line to the station. We need to give you your own phone line.
Sit down there, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I'm parked outside. I just didn't want to come in.
We have a
welcome.
Stalker. We have a stalker.
I'm waving. Can you see me?
I love it.
All right.
I love you.
So Diane and her cat Theo are stalking us here on Animal World. So
oh, Lord. I'm telling you.
You get our undivided attention, Diane. So tell Natasha what's going on with Theo and what you need help with today.
Okay, so thought maybe you could tell us what's going on in Theo's mind. I did get the results back from the vet, and there was bacteria in the urine, so he's on antibiotics now.
Okay, so let's remind everybody, but also to catch Natasha up, because you did call in last week.
That's
and you
right.
do call in from time to time.
Yes.
But so Nels worked on Theo and Linda worked on you.
Yeah.
But again, it was this, urinary tract mm-hmm. issue, inappropriate urination,
correct.
That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I always say, you know, you got to rule out the physical mm-hmm. problems, because if there's a urinary tract infection or crystals or an imbalance in the urinary tract, that's going to, you know, contribute to that sort of thing. And that's the first thing we had to do. But last week, we didn't know for sure if that was a problem, but we suspected it. And tests were pending, correct?
Correct.
Now, so you got the test results back, and it sounds like that confirmed the infection, huh?
Yeah, he has bacteria in the urine. And they told me that's very unusual for male cats, because this is the second time that's happened this year, and it's kind of been bouncing back and forth the whole time.
Now, how old is Theo? Remind us, how old is Theo?
I believe he's 10.
Yeah.
Nine or 10.
And is this the first time in his life he's had these urinary tract infections, or has
yes,
he had them
is.
Before in his life?
Nope, it's
this
first
is the
time.
First time. Okay.
So I thought maybe something underlying was going on other than physical.
But it seems to be the infection in the urine. So
right.
Now he's on antibiotics.
Mm-hmm. And he hasn't urinated inappropriately, actually, since Nels worked on him last mm-hmm. week.
Fabulous.
Congratulations.
Hey, did you hear that, everybody?
Yay.
Since Nels worked on Theo, he didn't pee in the wrong place anymore. That is hot news.
He was working wonders last week.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Magic is in the air. I'm telling you, I cannot repeat that again. Magic is in the air if we believe it. Yeah, it's huge. Yeah,
but that doesn't make a difference. And see, that's why I say when there's inappropriate urination, we got to make sure on the physical level everything's in balance, because that, if you don't cover that base, you're not going to be successful with anything else. And I think I even told you last week that I've had, over the decades, I've had vets refer me cases of inappropriate urination as a behavior therapist. So I'd go in to work with the case. And everything inside of me is telling me this is not a behavioral issue. This is physical.
Mm-hmm.
There is, in fact, and I can remember two cases where there was visual blood in the urine. Okay.
And the vet didn't think
visual
it was.
Visual blood in the urine, folks. And
well,
the vet is telling
that.
Me
he
because they, you know, they ran the tests they could run and didn't find anything. And so even with visible blood in the urine, the vet's telling me, but Martha, it's not behavioral. It's not physical. This is behavioral. And so I go and it's like, So I'd have to get back to these vets and say, I'm sorry. I know I'm the behaviorist, but this is not behavioral. Mm-hmm. There is something wrong with this cat. You need to keep looking. You need to keep. And sure enough, it would, in these two cases, it was two different reasons, but it ended up being really bizarre diseases. I mean, in one case, they had to biopsy the bladder to really strange diseases. So it really, when they're, you know, there's something physical, you got to address that. So,
well, and the bladder and the kidneys represent flushing out the toxins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Flushing out our the byproduct of our life. You know, relieving ourselves of our energy fields, the negatives of our energy fields, the positive of our energy fields. And because, you know, they can't all stay in us, otherwise we'd have problems. So with that if you think about what did you have happen in your life in the last year and a half.
Or are we talking
minus
Diane
COVID?
Now?
I mean,
okay,
I'm talking
to Diane now?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, yes. So with that, what did you have that you were dealing with high emotions, not including COVID? Now, COVID could have triggered it, but there was something that you were dealing with that he held your energy field, and now he is flushing that scenario.
So let's time out here. Because I know Diane had said, you know, kind of want to know what Theo's thinking and all of this.
Yes.
Relating this problem only to Theo.
Yeah.
But what I'm hearing from Natasha is this isn't necessarily about what Theo is thinking. This is about what Theo is processing for Diane.
And
is that
himself.
More,
and
himself. Okay. So it has something to do with... So, are you saying something emotional or something that happened to Diane and Theo or around them? Or Diane, do you know what Natasha's talking about?
Well, I'm thinking it might be... Like,
now, you don't necessarily have to identify it for us.
Right, but I'm thinking I know that what it might be. I mean, a year ago, so I don't...
Yeah, no, I understand that. A year ago was a long time ago.
It seems like it.
Yeah, so it's not that animals slowly hold our emotions. They don't necessarily navigate through our emotions, you know, like with us. We forgot what we did a year ago, but they are still energetically, I don't want to say thinking about it, but they're processing through it because our households are. Our emotions are, you know,
they're still feeling the effects of it.
And so that's why some animals, when we go through a stressful moment, the next year they might end up with cysts or a cancer because they're processing through what we've gone through. Lovingly said, that's what they're here for us.
Yeah, that's how they serve on their spiritual
exactly,
path.
Exactly. So with that
they pick up, process, and reflect back.
And he... I'm having a hard time sifting out of all the energies out there as it is, too. So our animals are highly picking up on a lot of the energies that are outside of our home, even. And so with that, with him being 10 years old, with him holding energy for several years, that his body is just starting to say, I need a little support. He loves you. He's grateful to be here. He called to be in your home, actually.
He wanted to come to Diane?
He wanted to come to Diane.
Well, how about that? And he adopted you, Diane.
Yes, he actually...
Well, I was going to ask you that. Does he really want to be here?
Yes.
No question.
Maybe he doesn't like it here.
Yes, because what I'm getting is that it almost has a feeling of like my youngest child asking me to carry my child and be a mom, you know. So he kind of had that pre-sense that he wanted to come to you to be your support. This soul has visited you before, and so there's a pattern of just comfort that you two have with each other. And so with that, don't worry about who you are with him. He loves you.
Okay, so Martha and Natasha, you saying that. So Martha, when my dog died, you told me that Theo agreed to let Rachel come in his body and visit me. So.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that, but
yeah.
I'll take your
sometimes
word for
when we get
it.
Hits, we don't remember things.
I was adopting these two cats. I have two of them. They're siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like 5 years ago, Martha. So you have
All right. Well, yeah, because that must have been what I saw at the time. Because often I know I have experienced that where a current animal that I'm living with allows someone that I've been with on the other side to come in and merge in. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they swap out for a while. Sometimes it's a temporary thing, but that must have been what I heard or saw back at the time.
Right, temporary in and out to say hi. Yes. And,
but so there was the loss of, so are you, were you were wondering if that had anything to do with the urinary tract infection or the inappropriate urination?
Well, I was thinking because he's still helping me with that, so maybe it's too much for his little body.
Right. So could it have been the death of the dog, Natasha, that you're referring to here?
Everything has a ripple effect, you know, and when an animal is more in sync with us, it's amazing the effect that our lives and their lives commune together. And so with that his body is 10 years old, he's had a lot of processing that he's held through his urinary tract, his, you know, digestive system, basically. And so he's just getting a little bit older, and that's why this was kind of such a weird thing, because of the different energies that are coming through that he has processed.
Okay.
Well, now I'm wondering, since
grief is huge for a lot of animals and ourselves, it's huge.
All right. So Nell's, you know, worked on him last week. Got we found out that there is, in fact, bacteria in the urine. So there's the infection. So he's on antibiotics, and now the inappropriate urination has stopped.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it stopped after Nels worked on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that obviously got
so the what I'm going to suggest to you is that it's, okay, lovingly said, what we think can happen. So I'm going to ask you to think the opposite. What I'm hitting with is that since this has kind of come into his life, that this might be more of a weaker spot in his body. And so if something starts telling you that he's having some of the same scenario, please figure I feel like there's not just antibiotics you can give him, but there's like immune system, or there's something that you can help his bladder get a little bit, or his kidneys get a little bit stronger, so he doesn't have this, you know, it's kind of like when somebody gets bronchitis in their lungs, that their lungs are a little bit more, you know, prone to having scenarios. So I'm hearing that.
That's kind of in line with what a question I was going to ask you, Natasha, because I'm, first of all, with Diane, is Theo... Have they recommended putting him on prescription diets or anything diet-wise to help with this?
You know, I ask about that. And
I'm hearing yes, please do.
Oh, okay.
I want to hear, Diane, you asked about that. What did the vet tell you?
The vet said, no, that's not necessary. You can keep feeding him what he's eating.
Okay, that's...
But I kept thinking I should...
All right, because that's why... Because Natasha immediately said, yes, do this. And my question to Natasha was going to be, even though we generally speaking say aren't really wild about the prescription diets because quality of the ingredients isn't that great. But
I looked at those ingredients, they're awful.
Right. But there's a huge but, and the huge but is they are chemically formulated really well to address the problems they're supposed to address. Mm-hmm. And with some cases, you really don't have an option. You got to learn to love that prescription diet and feed that, because that's what helps the animal. I had to do that with one of my cats. So, Natasha, was your response to her putting Theo on the prescription diet, you're getting that's a good thing? Or are you thinking something differently than that?
That if you can put him on a diet that would support a healthier urinary tract placement.
Okay.
And it's not necessarily going into a strict diet, but I'm hearing if you can either get supplements or do something that can funnel a healthier, older urinary tract, that would be better.
Let's try that first. Diane, does he eat canned food, dry food, or what does he eat?
No dry food. It's canned foods, and I vary what I get from Mud Bay.
Okay.
And I also got an herbal supplement from the vet, too, that I'm giving him in addition to the antibiotics. Mm-hmm. I put the complete immune support in his food.
I was going to ask about that. You know, the Complete Plus from Raymaker's Nutrition is the best immune support supplement.
So it sounds
like
you're doing
that,
good.
But you're already doing that.
Yeah, so just keep doing what you're doing.
All right, let me run a couple things, some things by Natasha, Diane. There's another company that I really, really like and advertise from time to time. It's called In Clover is the name of the company. And they make the Connectin, the incredible arthritic sort of thing. They make the Optigest, the digestive enzymes. Well, they make some other good things, too. And one of the things they make is some little treats for urinary tract stuff. And so there's one that it's a chewable treat in a pouch called Flow. Natasha's shaking her head. That doesn't feel like a good supplement for this. So there's another, and I don't know if it's homeopathic or a remedy, but it's called it's drops, and it's called Tinkle Tonic. And that sometimes can be helpful.
Yes, because I was hearing drops. I was hearing drops that you're doing a great job with your food, but there was just that little bit that can do it, and it's like drops, not like.
Well, I'm thinking when I hear drops, and you're saying that, I'm seeing Jackson Galaxy's website and the flower essences. So I've pulled that up here. Let's see if I'm going to run these by you. Let's see, because I think there might be something. Let's see, Healthy Helper. Loss solution. Let's see. We have stress stopper, cat stress. So a stress stopper.
Because what I'm hearing is that you're doing a great job.
One. You are fine. So you are.
Yes.
Would that be? That might be. It's the letters U and R and fine. You are fine. That could be. That's something I was thinking that there might be something specifically for urinary tract stuff.
You think UR is for urinary?
Well, I don't know, but it might be.
I'm hearing that something in that category would work, and you're doing a great job. What I'm hearing is that when you feel like either you're going through something stressful or there's a lot of stressful energy out there, that you just help him by adding this in. It's not something that you would do all the time, but it's just supporting the ebb and flow of life. Does that make sense?
Listen to this. See what you think of this or what you feel about this, Natasha. Now, just so you know, Diane, and everybody listening, I'm on JacksonGalaxy.com. JacksonGalaxy.com.
Right.
Holistic Solutions. I just clicked on the flower essence, the holistic solution that is capital letters UR-FINE, FINE. Now, here's what it says. Urinary tract problems can be highly stress-related, especially in cats. This solution works to reduce that stress and keep the energy and fluids of the body flowing freely. This product is formulated for all animals. And then also it goes into more. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But so does that still feel? Okay, so there you go, Diane. That's drops like Natasha was seeing drops. Okay, so let's talk about using flower essences. Now, there's a video on Jackson's website, talks about how he recommends, and these are well packaged and come with great instructions. But the ways I've always used them is either I do find that the results are cumulative, so you could put drops in the water so they get it all the time, or drop in the food, they get it all the time. You can put a drop on the body, like on the skin between the shoulder blades or inside the ear. One thing I like to do is put drops in my hands and rub them together and then rub the animal down with it. Or you can put them in a spray mister bottle and poof it around. So there's lots of ways to do flower essences. Are you getting any hit, Natasha, as to what level of delivery or what method of delivery might
water.
Work? Food or water. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so food or water would be better for him.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we want to finish the antibiotics. You're already off of dry food. You're feeding good quality canned food. You've got the Complete Plus immune support in there. We're going to add in the flower essences, the UR Fine. And then you probably better be calling the second Sunday of every month to get a little tune-up there. And I don't know, Diane, have you gotten the do-it-yourself reset program yet with Nils?
You know what? I have signed up for it, and I haven't gone through it yet, so I need to get busy.
We need to crack that whip. You need to do that. And by the way, Nathan, wasn't he going to cook you up with this at-home
Yeah,
program?
But he just did such a good job on Sunday that I haven't really sent him an email yet to get going. But definitely, if something does happen, I'll be sure to get on it right away.
Well, except what's wrong with that thinking? The thing, this is a process you need to learn and get comfortable doing. So you don't wait till your animal is in stress and needs you to be really good at this. You get it now and you learn how to do it and you work out the bugs and get good at it so that you know what you're doing and that Abby's real comfortable with it. Then when something hits, you slide right in and you're ready to go.
Okay, that's a very good point, and I'm writing it down right now.
Because otherwise, Aunt Martha's going to slap you around every Sunday here.
As our habit in life is to react to something instead of interact with something.
Okay, but that does make sense, does it not, everybody?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Nathan.
Okay. So with your wonderful kitties there.
Yeah, Leo.
Theo. That, you know, both of them would benefit both of them.
Okay, that's good because they trade out food.
Yes, so it would be good for both of them. And that as they are going through things, remember, there's a lot of energy out there. And you're doing the better you can. So you're a good mom. Don't worry about what you're doing. Okay, just take a breath.
Could you look at the two other supplements and tell me if you sense they're still okay? I also add Missing Link and a Wysong probiotic pH to balance out the urinary tract pH balance. That I'm still giving that.
Well, the one thing, and I'll just chime in as Natasha's tuning into these things. Missing Link, fabulous supplement, and it does provide the good omega-3 and, you know, 6 type stuff. And but the Complete Plus supplement you're doing has got all the bases covered.
I'm almost feeling like it's too much.
Right, and I'm thinking that the combination of both of those might be too much. So,
The first one that you said is the one that I got
the Complete Plus.
Yeah, that I got put. You know, I'm
back off on the Missing Link.
Exactly. The first one that you said, take that off, and then there's these times in your life where you're gonna want to maybe put just a little bit more in their food to support them going through something, and then take it off. So that might be the one that. It's not a mite. That's the one that you want to put on when, let's say, you know that you're going through a major stress or that kind of thing.
Are you talking about the Complete Immune Support?
No, that's the Missing Link.
The first one that you said.
Add that when there's extra.
Yes. Stress.
Well, like the Missing Link, the best time to add that would actually be, it's kind of the opposite of what we think. They need more of the oils in the winter than the summer. You know, because we dry out our houses so much. You might need to increase the Missing Link during the winter, but in the summer, which is where we are now, you'd be off of it off of it.
Okay.
Does that sound reasonable? Okay. Now, we can either, if there's more you'd like to chat about with Natasha, we can put you on hold, Diane, and come back to you. But we are way behind schedule, so we got to get take care of our advertisers in here.
Well,
so are you good for right now?
I think I'm good.
Okay.
And if she had a chance to look at the Wysong probiotic pH.
Oh, Wysong probiotic pH.
Which?
That feel like it should be in there?
That one's good.
That's good. That one's good.
Perfect. I think I'm good.
All
okay,
right.
Thank you. Blessings.
Diane. We'll look forward to your next report.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'll go home now.
All righty. And we've got open lines, right?
We actually got a couple in the queue now. I do know the first one is Gina, but the second one after her, that just started coming in. So we'll find that out.
Okay, I know we're talking about horses then next. So, all right, stay right where you are. We're going to take care of advertisers. Remember, it is the most important part of the show. So listen, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are. Phone calls are next right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness for your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at SpiritualPetConnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to SpiritualPetConnection.com now.
No other station delivers this much variety. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're on the downside now, the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And if you didn't figure it out, we just put all the ads together for this hour, ran them all at once. So we'll have plenty of time to talk to all the people on the full phone lines that we have right now. But just so you know, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. If you want to know all the great stuff coming up or sign up for Raja Yoga, starts in September. And all you got to do is go to Ananda, A-N-A-N-A-N-D-A, AnandaWa.org, AnandaWa.org. You can check out Whispering Dragon, and Jude's in Wednesdays and Friday, whispering-dragon.com. NuPro Supplements at NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. And then just remember Nels Rasmussen's new website address is spiritualpetconnection.com. All righty then. I think we are good. And I believe we are headed to Lake Stevens. And Tina,
it's Lake Stevens.
All right. So, Tina, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Natasha Venter.
Good morning, Martha and Natasha.
Hey, welcome,
good morning.
Welcome.
Hey, Tina.
I'm driving, so hopefully you can hear me.
Sounds like you're driving.
Yeah, I have two horses, Rainy and Logan, and I took Logan to school for 30 days. So Rainy is alone, and I tried to bring in another animal to keep her company, and things didn't go well. So I'd like Natasha to tune in to Rainy and tell me, pretty, you know, whether it was the size of the animal, the breed of the animal, the sex of the animal, or if she, you know.
Well, okay, so bottom line is that Logan is at horse school, so he's not home, and horses are herd animals, and so they generally need company of each other, and when you take the roommate away, the one who's left at home tends to flip their cookies because they're all upset.
Yes, well, I got a spoiled child throwing a fit is what I kind
right,
of
so
got.
Right, so Rainy, that would be a good, Rainy's being a spoiled child throwing a fit, and now, Natasha, we need you to fix it. So what does Tina need to do? And you heard her questions.
Okay, so with that, you know, I would not try to replace your, you know, just say what I would suggest to you is, and this is something that you're going to have to break through the, but I want, okay, with Rainey's the one that I lose. Sorry, I lose names when I'm doing intuitive work. Oh. That's okay. With Rainy, what you can do is constantly just say, you know, coming back in so many nights and think of so many nights, how many dark nights, you know.
Yeah, because remember, you can't necessarily say he'll be back in a month.
Yeah,
or
you
two
have
months.
To go. You have to go night after night after night after night after night.
You talk to him
night.
In darks and lights, visualizing light and dark, light and dark.
Yeah, so then you're saying that, and you just have that
he's
fun energy.
Back.
You have that fun. Guess what? Coming back. The more that you just have that ho-hum energy to this, the better that Rainy will be. You're still going to deal with a sad horse. You're going to deal with an angry horse that you took the roommate away. But yet at the same time, I feel like that there's going to be I kind of want to hear you. Yeah, I'm kind of hearing you.
So basically you'd be talking to her about Logan will be back.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be some lights and darks, but he's coming back. You need to relax. No, he's coming back.
Yeah, because I'm seeing you putting hay in you know where you put the hay, and I'm seeing you doing some just light, airy interactions, just communications, and the what you're saying, you're thinking. What you're saying, and see, show him that you don't actually want to be where he's at, you know, that, you know, that you're having fun actually grazing and
well,
being where you're
at.
Well,
that's a good idea. Sure, you could talk to her about where he is and what that would be like if she went with him.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing, but I didn't know, you know, I thought I was doing the right thing by bringing somebody to keep her company. I also have an option of taking her somewhere, to be with another horse.
I'm getting the more that you can just be you, just know that this is something she'll survive, that this is something that we're going through. I'm missing too. We're doing this the better we can. Let's just manage through it. A month is a short time. So don't, the more you're going to tip over the apple cart, the more apples are going to be spilled, I feel like, in this case. Just stay.
Now, would it be helpful, Natasha, to know what Tina brought in that didn't work?
No, I don't think it's going to be.
Because you don't think, no matter
what
she brings in, horse, goat, pig, male, female, big, little, no matter what she'd bring in, nothing would solve the problem. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And I'm
we kind of need it in black and white here.
Yes.
So nothing you can bring
can
bring in that's going to solve Rainey's problem.
A month is going to go by fast. Just whenever you're around her, whenever you're thinking of her, just put that energy out there of calmness. We're going to get through this. I don't like change either, but yeah, change is happening. Things are going to be for the better.
All right, I've got something coming in. I'm thinking about flower essences just popped in, and I've actually never used them on horses and stuff. But what about like rescue remedy or something?
Yes,
like that help her?
Rubbing it on the nose. As soon as you said rescue remedy.
Okay, rescue remedy.
Have
you got any rescue
nose.
Remedy, Tina?
Actually, I think I do.
Yeah. So,
okay, so how should she use the rescue remedy?
Just put a little bit on your hand and rub a little bit on your on her nose. Not a lot, but just a little bit, just so that she has, so she's bringing it in. That because she went through a grief process.
Yeah, Laura, okay. I understand that. And, you know, when I brought in, I would like to find out a little bit. I brought in a mini mare, and so I'm not sure if the biggest problem was because it was a mare, or it was a mini, or it was a mini mare.
No, I don't think. I think you could have brought in the only thing that would have
Brought in a gelding horse, normal size. And
yeah,
she would have reacted.
Exactly. This is about that she missed her partner.
Okay.
Now I'm on Jackson Galaxy's website again here, looking at his essences just to run everything by you, Natasha.
He's
Rescue remedy. All right, but then now he's got one specifically that says loss solution. Does that make any difference? Do you still like rescue remedy?
Rescue remedy.
Or add that.
Make it simple.
Well? Okay. Ultimate peacemaker. And there's the
now if
a training formula that might work for Logan at school. What do you think? But yeah, so it sounds looks like I'm not changing times. That's another one. But you're still liking rescue remedy better than anything else, Natasha.
Yes, and if this was going to be longer than a month, I have the feeling that if you would bring something in after like 2 weeks of being gone, then she would kind of be on the other side of the slamming the door. I don't want to hear, see, know anything. I miss my friend. And then, you know, so if this goes on longer than a month, then you can maybe bring something in when she comes on the other side of anger to loneliness. Do you see the timing of this?
Yes. And if I do bring somebody in, would a mini mare be okay? Or would I need a mini gelding or a full size horse?
I think that it was more timing than what it is. I'm not getting that it matters really what it is.
Okay. All right, that makes sense.
But you just brought it in the wrong timing of her grief.
Does that
make sense?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Okay.
Love and blessings.
All right, Tina. You got your marching orders, so talk to your horse.
And if you need any more help, I'm here.
And
on
rescue.
That side
of this. But let's rescue remedy. I've never dosed a horse. Do you have a what should she be? How much and where?
What I'm getting intuitively is put a little bit on your hand and then rub the tip of her in between, like her nostrils.
Okay.
And just a little bit. I'm getting that you don't need much because that's a very sensitive place
for
a horse.
Right on the muzzle there, right on the nose.
You know,
I
feel like that the more that she smells it would be better for her than ingesting it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Can you tune in to Logan really quick and just...
Logan's at school.
He's doing fine. He's staying mentally busy, which is good. If he was going there, he would be in the same spot that your other horse was in. So with that he's being busy, he's going to be relieved when he comes home, though.
Okay.
Because
he's got that feeling. How's he going to do with his training? Is it going to work out the issues that Tina needs to be worked out?
Yes, but you yourself, have you gone to watch what they're doing with him?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good thing. Because you're going to have to keep going with, you're going to want to keep going with what they're doing.
Okay.
All right, Tina. Sounds like
good luck and blessings
here. All right. Keep us posted.
Will do. Bye.
Right. Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, where are we going?
Our next caller is in Manchester, Washington with Carol. And I guess there's a little bit of critters running around in her attic. So, Carol, tell us what's going on up there.
Carol's got critters. Hey, Carol, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha Venter.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, Carol, have you got critters in your house?
Yeah, I got critters banging around in my attic.
So tell us what you need help with.
Well, I would like Natasha to tune into these critters and see why they're there and if they would be willing to find other housing somewhere else.
So these are in your house. Did you say attic? You're hearing
the attic.
So something is you're hearing tiptoeing above you? Is that what's going on? Somebody's scurrying around or you're just hearing noise up there?
Yeah, sometimes thumping or tiptoeing, yeah.
So now you don't have to say it, but do you suspect what it is?
I don't think it's mice.
Okay, well, let's not. Okay, so if you don't really know. Natasha?
I'm getting something like raccoon.
Oh, that big?
Ooh, yeah.
I'm getting something that's something that is bigger in that sense. For some reason, raccoon. I keep seeing a raccoon's mask. So, right or wrong, that's what
because
I'm getting.
That would be extremely unusual in an attic situation.
Not
that
if
would
you have
be
the
more...
right hole.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Not if you have the right hole.
Yeah, I have points of entry that need to be sealed off, you know, and they've.
Are they large enough that a raccoon could get in there, Carol?
Possibly, yes.
What I'm getting is that, because I checked in to see if it was squirrel, and I'm getting a no on squirrel.
No rat, mice, I'm sure you checked all of that.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it seems like they can't get out, because I would see them out on the property, though, too, you know?
Yeah, I only know what I'm getting, and I'm trusting what I'm getting. So, with that, but I'm hearing you need to have help. So call somebody in.
Oh, okay.
I'm hearing that they need assistance.
Your original question, Carol, was, could you talk to them and see if they'll leave? And and it sounds the answer to that is it seems to be no.
No.
And in my experience. It's kind of a rare situation where one can communicate with whatever the critters are and have a good enough sales pitch to get them to leave.
Yes.
Now, certainly that is possible. And with, if you understand the principles of telepathic, empathetic communication and tuning in, there's some miraculous stories in my favorite book on the subject called Kinship with All Life by J. Allen Boone. And man, he got ants to leave, and he's and I've used his technique, and I've gotten all kinds of things to leave and all of that. But my overall experience is most of the time the answer is, sorry, we're too into this pattern.
What I'm feeling like is
and so that's what
somebody,
you're getting. Is
yeah, if somebody can come and set a trap for you, that would be... would be a gift. So squirrel, raccoon, whatever it is. But, when you're dealing with a rodent is about living in the what is in front of you. Okay. So I'm going to go to what the story is. So when you have the representation of a rodent up in your attic, so what in your mind are you, because your attic is representing of your mind. So what in your mind are you trying to see the bigger picture, but you're not paying attention to what is close to you.
Hmm.
So metaphorically, are you worried about the future more than you are worried about today?
No, not really.
Okay, so I'm just going over what represents. So now raccoon represents putting on a mask and presenting yourself as different, or are you presenting yourself as somebody who you're not, or do you need to, in a place, present yourself as you're not? They're also very clean animals. They wash their food. They're very interactive. So with that, how are you being cleaning your own energy? How are you cleaning your food? How are you presenting your food to yourself? So there's that. Squirrel, if it's a squirrel, it's about balancing work and play. It's about the energies of finding a way to navigate through your path. So in other words, like if a squirrel is going through the trees, if they notice that they can't go that way, they'll find another way. And they'll try to do it in a funner way. They like to go whoop doop 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 doop. So with that, finding your path through a way that might not be your norm.
That's a lot to think about.
But rodents are usually, they don't have really strong far vision. So the main thing is what are you doing? And it could be sneaky. It could be coming in your metaphorical back door of your, it's something that you're whispering at when you're going to bed or sitting in your chair or whatever you're doing. Those little things that sneakily whisper into you.
Uh-huh.
We got a lot of planets in retrograde that are making us think about our little secret places that we don't like to look at.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
But I would call in somebody to support you.
Yeah, it sounds like the first step is that you need to call you know, a business that deals with this.
Yes,
because
right.
the first thing you need to know is who's up there.
Who's up there?
And yeah. And then they can formulate a plan mm-hmm. to address that.
I'm not getting yeah. it's a spirit or anything like that. I'm getting no. you do need to smudge your house, clean out your house, or do energetic shifts in your house. But okay. I'm not
but
hearing
it's not
that
related to this.
No.
Okay. Yeah. So that would be the first step. And then if you can get, you know, track that down and find out what's going on, then you could call back next month
mm-hmm.
and let us know and see how, you know, what Natasha sees at that point.
Okay. Right, right.
And, yeah, and of course, now, and then you can really pay attention to this process as you go through it. Because if you whatever the animal is representing, you know, like Natasha talked a lot about, you know, what raccoons represent and that sort of thing. If you've moved that out and you've learned that lesson, it should be easy to eradicate the situation.
Exactly.
But if it isn't easy or keep coming back and all of that, then it means you haven't dealt with the lesson yet. So
exactly.
depending on who's up there and you what you find out. One of my favorite sources for what animals represent and insects and birds and reptiles and all of that is Ted Andrews.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And so if you can pull up online his Animal Speak or Animal Wise and find out, you know, he really is one of the best at interpreting what they all stand for.
And I use him all the time.
Oh, me too. I have the books. I pull them off all the time and read them. No, it's not a Bible, and he's not always right on, but usually there's a lot of options in terms of what they mean. But that would be really good for you to read to find out more about how it might relate to your personal lesson.
Or even just Google, what does mm-hmm. squirrel represent? What does crow represent? Animals are really speaking to us right now. They're really telling us about our futures and about what we're working through. So it's a good thing to Google. If an animal crosses our path, even a cat or a dog, Google, what does it represent? Because they're big right now.
Yeah. All righty. Okay.
Okay,
Carol. So we'll look forward to finding out what's in your attic once you let us know.
Okay.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. We do not have time to start another call. We do have callers on the line, though.
Two are waiting for us.
All right. So you guys need to hold on because
please,
we've got to close up our number two. And then that means we got to get on the love train and get our dancing and energizing in. And remember, we're adding Afghanistan to where we're sending the love. Love, love, love. That's the best we can
do. That's huge there.
Yeah, it really is. And it's really needed. So let's all put our energies into love. The love train, and we'll just see us. We'll all cruise through Afghanistan. That might be kind of fun, since we won't be there for real. I mean, in real physical bodies. All right, so dancing is required, folks. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere, or you can get up on your feet and dance with us because we're going to be cruising through your room to pick you up on the love train. So we can spread this love all over the place. And I extra energize the love train music with my yogi, well, our yogi energization prayer. And I'm going to do that right now. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. It's coming right up, and Animal World continues with your phone calls straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
And since this is the last hour of the show, we still do have open phone lines. So if you want to get in line to talk to Martha and Natasha, phone numbers are 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569.